Now to close up, a South Australian Wagyu producer has taken to feeding his herd chocolate and lollies. I spoke with Mayura Station, Scott De Bruin, about the diet, its impacts, and started by asking why the change.
We've been breeding and grain-feeding Wagyu cattle in Australia now for about 20 years. And when we first started feeding Wagyu cattle, we really had to gain an understanding of how do you produce these highly marbled results with these cattle, because it's very different type of production to what we're used to in Australia. So we imported our cattle in from Japan, and over time, of course, we had to garner and learn how to actually grain feed Wagyu cattle to produce those great results. And what we learned was there was a number of different feed ingredients which were really important to be able to get those high-end results. But being in southern Australia, a lot of those ingredients weren't readily accessible to us, so we had to be quite creative in how we put together a feed ration. And what we did is, to do that, we actually we had to increase the level of energy and fats and so forth in the ration. And so we included chocolate and lollies, and it had an immediate effect on producing this beef with a really robust flavour.
So tell me, who came up with the idea of adding chocolate and lollies to the diet? How did you come across that, not more traditional means?
Well, it was a matter of really searching the industry for what type of feed product, had the nutritional requirements that we were looking for. And then we came across the ability to be able to feed chocolate and lollies and, biscuit meals and so forth, and that really ticked all the boxes for us.
And what sort of difference does it have in the taste of the beef?
Yeah, look, and that's where the real difference comes through. So what it does is it gives the beef quite a sweet flavour. As you can imagine, you're feeding these ingredients that are quite sweet. You are what you eat, so to speak. And so it has a very sweet flavour, but it's very buttery and nutty. So, the actual flavour profile of the beef is very, very unique. Most people that have tried our beef said, wow, I've never tried a beef with this type of flavour profile before, and it's very, very pleasant.
There's a million different flavours of Cadbury's chocolate. Do they have a favourite? Is it just dairy milk?
Just dairy milk, mate. I love it.
And the mix. Tell us a little bit about the mix with lollies. How you go about mixing that all together?
Yeah. Look. So what it is it's obviously that's not all they eat. They have a very balanced diet. So it's a key component of what we call our flavour ration. So our cattle, as they go through production, consume three different rations, and right at the end we have this ration which is our flavour ration. That's what as the name describes, is about, giving that beef that robust flavour. And in that ration, the cattle get, of this particular, lolly blend, they get about 30% of the ration is made up of that. So it's quite substantial. So each animal probably consumes of that lolly mix maybe between 1.5 kilos and 2 kilos per day.
Wow, okay. And that's all healthy for their diet?
It's the same as everything, mate. It's a balanced diet. So they get plenty of fibre and roughage and so forth as well. So, yes, the cattle are very healthy and very happy.
What's next, I guess? This is quite innovative, this kind of diet. What other things are you looking at?
At the moment, what we've found is that this, really engages a lot of foodies. And, they really do like the flavour profile and, of course, love the story as well behind it. And the beauty of it is that it's not just a gimmick, it actually, does back it up. So at this stage, we're not looking to make too many changes because this is really working for us.
Mayura Station Scott De Bruin speaking on a new diet for his Wagyu herd consisting of 2 kilos of chocolate and lollies a day. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Don't forget, if you'd ever like to get in touch, you can send me through an email, the address ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.